welcome back to Blister Critters here on A Pint of Cthulhu.
So you're at, we'll say you're all at the McQueenie stand. Do you want to roll Noggin to actually find any food? This is more likely to be preserved just crap, you know, relish packets or even natural foods that, you know, edible
what
leaves.
What about an actual hot dog? Is it possible?
well, in even a couple of years of abandonment, unlikely. But let's, you know, roll for it. You can tell me depending on your roll. Also, if you want to instead roll Instinct to look around and see if there's anything else. Each of these structures, you know, it's possible that there's stuff hiding out here.
Yeah, I was going to do an Instinct as well, because that's probably my best roll.
Four? I went Noggin, and I rolled a six on a six.
Okay, good. That's actually a success.
Yeah, Noggin would be a better option, because it's, is people stuff, yeah?
Noggin is people stuff, Instinct is animal stuff, like other critters, beasts, etc.
So, yeah, okay. Let's go for a Noggin.
So I got the a six for my instinct.
Okay.
That's a 3 + 1, so 4.
Okay.
How come you get that plus one for Noggin?
It comes from Thinker, Keen Eye.
Yeah.
Don't
you have advantage on Stuffery as well?
Yeah, you do. I think you have advantage on stuff rolls. Or let me look at the wording. That's the Thinker path.
Thinker. Yeah.
And sorry, Soren, did you roll, and what did you get?
I got a 4 instinct.
Okay. All right, so I guess let's just get on the list. Matt, do you want to find uncommon stuff?
Yeah, sure, go on then.
You can always find stuff and not use it, or kind of hold on to it and be like, I don't need anything.
I can give it to someone else. Yeah, all right, what do I find?
You roll stuff rarity checks with an advantage. Okay, so you find common stuff, but you could... actually, you can re-roll this and
so
say...
roll D8 again?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And see if you
well, that's an 8 plus 1, so that's a 9 then.
Oh, okay, so you can find rare stuff. So basically anything a normal human could have dropped here. Not like fantastical, but just, you know, anything. And if you want to hold it, you can, but...
Anything normal?
Anything that a human could conceivably have brought to this amusement park that is not, like, a fantasy item.
Camera?
I'm thinking of a switchblade.
I have brought that to an amusement park before. I don't know if it's a standard thing to bring.
Actually, there's actually something I can meet halfway. So, you ever remember these switch combs?
Yep. I remember those.
Now, them you used to always get in arcades and amusement parks. And
I feel like that's weirder to find than a knife. Mm-hmm.
I like it, though, because you could turn it into a shiv.
I feel like I'd be more surprised.
Yeah. I mean, I think you could definitely find either of those with your roll. So, you tell me, do you find a switchblade? Do you find a switch comb?
Yeah, I think I like the idea.
I mean, blades are not common in, you know, switchblades. You don't really get switchblades in England. It has to be a switch comb.
Yeah, but this is American carbon.
No, it's American land.
No, it's not. It's
American.
It's a Yankee land in England.
Yeah.
Circle right, back so... slightly. What do you mean there's no switchblades in England?
Yes, yeah, but you know, they're illegal, aren't they? They're free.
Are they?
Very much so.
Yeah.
But it still comes around. I will say it is the comb, but it's a Yankee Land brand comb.
Okay.
Big teeth.
Great.
And I'll give it to someone if they want it.
Each tooth has a sentence of the US Constitution put in on it.
Great.
Every time you flick it out, it's a bald eagle's noise.
Oh, yes.
That's great. Flower, what does Matthew find? You can find any normal stuff in this hot dog stand, including some food.
I don't think I've got any weapons, so I think what could fit in tiny little claws?
A switchblade comb.
I'll give you the switchblade comb if you want it.
How tragic to give it to someone who does not have hair. Making fun of the bold scorpion art team, how dare you?
Little razor blades, so I can just like use them as like shurikens or something.
Toothpicks that you can use as like little phone
dots. Yeah. I'll have a toothpicks. Quite useful.
Sure. You find a bunch of toothpicks. So we'll say there's D20 left, and each of them you can throw. So there's 9 left. You find 9 very sharp toothpicks in a container. And we'll say that's just we'll say it's just DR1. It's very light. And when you throw them, they tend to get scuffed up when you throw them, so they're sort of one-time use. But they each one when you throw it adds D4+1 bonk damage. They're very sharp plastic things, but they get blunted easily.
That's fine.
Legit thing though. Who wants the switch comb? Because I can't carry anything else.
I'm in the same situation. I don't really want to give up anything I've got.
What is the weight?
Yes, the thing is, what I've got, my pencil is a switch comb worth changing up on.
Surely you can carry more than a pencil and a needle, Cartman. What's your capacity there?
5.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough then.
Switch comb, I'm going to say, is like SP2, maybe?
Okay, so I could carry it.
But
it would be worth to sell it to the snakes later. I mean, they can like switch comb.
Get some of those strawberry candies Granny's hand out.
That's a pretty good idea, actually, yeah. Keep hold of it, so, use it for
spare. I'll take the switch code. Okay. And sorry, what was the bonk on the switch code?
We're going to say 2d4 if you use it as, I don't know what would hurt more, if you're trying to stab with the plastic teeth or you just use it to, like, whack somebody.
Well, it's
like
a switch code, so I'll probably use it like a scythe if you want to.
Right, okay. And what did Larry find? Similar, any common item?
It was an instinct check. So yeah, common item.
Oh,
so...
oh, it was instinct check. Never mind.
Yeah, no item.
Yeah, I did an instinct check of 6.
Then for the two of you, so Donnie, you get a sense that someone has been here, but you don't know whom. Larry, you actually hear the squeaks of mice. And there is a burrow of mice really just beneath you. There's like cardboard on the floor. Since a lot of this is built, you know, to be able to be moved, and it's essentially on grass or mud.
Okay.
There is a family of mice that has taken up residence. You are just stealing their stuff at this point. And they are wary of you. They know you're there, but they have not shown themselves.
Is there like an old hot dog bun nearby? I can maybe just go and give them, just, you know, like, hey, I have this.
All of the food, since you guys looked and found whatever stuff, which you just told me, and it was not food, I'm going to say all the food the mice have taken in with them. So they have any of the food, and they built out a burrow kind of underneath your feet. But you could lift up the cardboard and start looking around and say hi if you want.
No, they haven't given us any trouble. I'm going to leave the mice. I'm going to let them just, yeah.
I'll lift it up mice. And be like, hello, Dana.
You don't know they're there.
Hang on, yeah.
You don't have a clue. You got your
Larry,
fancy little comb.
Do you tell the others what you've heard? Because you speak mice-ish, so that's, you know.
No, I'm just gonna, I hear it, but it's like, you know, I think to myself that these mice have kept themselves. I think we're just going to move on and just leave it at that. Okay. I mean, you know. I don't want to disturb them. They've sort of, you know, they've made their little hearts and, you know, let be.
All right. So you've all refreshed a little bit, maybe not much, but you've jumped forward a phase of the day. And so now it is afternoon. Or sorry, it's from afternoon to dusk. Right. That's, you want to be in dusk. And you can go forward as the light is falling toward this great loop of metal high up, falling apart. And it is, as you get closer, your characters wouldn't know this, but you, the players, would know, it is a 50-state-themed roller coaster where, as it moves, it sort of brings the rider through different parts of Americana. So you can imagine whatever sort of hideous, cartoonish, plastic caricatures of American life are coming at you as you zoom under, just underneath them. You can see those things.
Could be a jump that leads to like a short jump in the roller coaster, then it's Alaska, jump back, and then
an evil jump going through the.
I think Alaska is just represented by two polar bears off to the side, like at the same level when you're high up, like waving at you. And
it's
Hawaii,
the Coca-Cola polar bears.
It's the Cuca-Cula Pokemon. And the similarly, there's like pina colada or whatever. There's like tropical drink sipping, like people in Hawaiian shirts off to another side.
There's Jimmy Buffett, the real life Jimmy Buffett, just sitting there.
Just strapped up there. Hey, let me down.
There's a boarded off extension with Vietnam behind it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's Guam, Puerto Rico, who knows? I don't know how well they did, the designers of this fictional roller coaster, in representationality, but certainly there's some silly stuff.
We're going to piss off all of our American business.
You know what? I think at one point on the roller coaster, you get shot out of a six-chamber Magnum gun. You get fired out of it.
Oh, that's the beginning? Yeah, sure. Maybe it starts in Texas.
That's the station. The station is basically a 44 Magnum or a six shooter.
I do think this is fun that you've managed to get a group of Pint of Cthulhu people without making any of them American. Because Tukin is not here.
Well, this.
And we are taking full advantage.
This was my idea, as opposed to me trying to, either way, like just take you all on a trip through some piece of America or asking you to do all the work of imagining something in the UK. I would just be set in where you live, but in a theme park themed about America, so you could make fun as much as you want. So that's what you're seeing. I mean, it's huge and it's high above you. So it's kind of like its own whole park within a park. The grounds beneath it, there's like a little shed with technical apparatus. There was a queue where you had to kind of wait to get to kind of go up this long catwalk kind of exterior walkway up to getting on the actual ride. There's a part where you sit in the seats of the thing. And then it drops down and gets pulled up to the main sort of top, and then it goes through like a big loop. So it's sort of like a complicated freestanding, on its own roller coaster. Not huge by roller coaster standards, but to your characters, it would just seem enormous and just weird. What a weird building. Do you want to... I guess as you approach, you can do any number of things. Are you sneaking? Are you rolling for, instinct to try to listen? Earlier, I think Larry, who seems to have pretty keen instinct, you heard... It sounded like low rumbling. And maybe you would hear some of that, maybe not. But there's no one out as you approach. It's not like you're getting, attacked or anything.
Does it seem like the roller coaster's on?
No, definitely not.
Okay, good.
It's falling apart.
Nice.
Can we roll an instinct then, just to see if there's anything around? Go on.
Yeah, I'll give it a try as well. Why not?
D8. Ooh, that's a 7.
Great.
Yeah, 4 for me.
Well, I think we know that... I keep wanting to say Raisin. Rassin has... You have heard now. It sounds like something has stirred... And you hear muffled sounds coming from the shed. It sounds like something really big. It's like stomping around in the shed. When I say shed, I mean like it's some sort of cheaply made corrugated metal rectangle with like controls, maybe even like a little office space.
Mm-hmm. You hear that too, Ralph?
That's that door. Hers has the snakes just out of the lot of us, maybe they can turn in through a window.
I was more thinking about setting a trap here. We could maybe do something on the door side of this shed.
Well, I don't know about that. We could hit our good bunny rabbit friend, or it could be like the dogs all over again. Don't want to go hurting folks for no reason.
Mathis, what do you think?
We need to see what's in this. I will go in. I will go in. I need to redeem myself after the bite.
You are small. They hardly see a scorpion.
And if they do catch me, I have stinger.
And it just brings all the stinger like close to Larry's face. Close.
Whoa, man. Take that pointy thing away from my face.
Yeah, it's like back up slower. Gets a claw on it, as like the look thing. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yes.
And it's like
tries to find it. Like, and then Larry just mutters himself, damn it, Larry, pissing off the... Annoying the damn stinger thing.
It sounds like you're trying to do a very bad like King of the Hill impression whenever you speak in your character.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure that one out. Because it's a gecko. Yeah,
Oh, can you do an impression of the... I don't know if he talks, the gecko insurance?
Geico gecko?
Yeah.
That's one. Definitely the most famous gecko.
Yeah.
At least on TV here. Well, all right, so it sounds like our scorpion is approaching sneakily.
Yes.
So, Flower, do you want to roll scurry to sneak? And this is actually, yeah, you're basically setting a difficulty, and I will roll for something else.
Sneaking. Scurry, sneak.
Yeah, scurry is how you sneak.
Please give me a decent roll. Fuck. One.
Oh, is it one?
Yep. Psych.
Okay.
There's UV lights inside me, just lights up like a disco ball.
Well, I think you crawl up, so there's
fine.
There's corrugated steel siding, and there's holes cut for small, cheap windows, single-paned, not meant to really keep out the cold or the heat. And you crawl up, and you're just trying to look through the window, but it's kind of, it's like frosted over time. It's like there's kind of moldy, lichen-y crap on the window. It's really hard to see. And you actually tip, and you don't realize the window is no longer in place. And you, as you sort of put your claws, or maybe try to scrape off, you just fall. The window just pushes. It's only sort of attached to the top. It swings in, and you fall in. And you realize that you're falling not into sort of a cheaply made office space or maintenance, you know, like a thing that is all whatever. They just sort of hid all a bunch of some controls. But actually, whatever that was has fallen, and there's a sinkhole, and the hole's really deep. And you fall down pretty far, actually. You're going to take a little bit of damage. So you only take 5 damage as you fall.
Oh, that's fine.
If you have DR, that helps, because you have a shell.
Oh, yeah.
So it buffers some of it.
Three.
You also find yourself in this kind of... basically, you're at the bottom of a hole that connects to a big tunnel. It's pretty big. It's like human-sized. That leads back well below the roller coaster. And you also realize you are not alone. So you hear in the darkness of the tunnel beyond something big clomping toward you. Everyone else, you just see Mathis just fall and is gone.
Oh no, it looks like he fell in. So can I use my gecko grip to climb up and look inside? And like look into the window you just described? And just, you know.
Yeah, sure. Now you know, yeah, you can, since you now know that the window is loose, I assume you just are poking your head with and holding onto the
ledge. Yeah, I'm looking
the
through the window. I'm not on the window. I'm looking.
Well, the window's like messed up. It's like frosted over with like lichen, basically. So you can't really see anything through the window. But you could push it open just enough.
I get the feeling that if this was actually a TV show, this literally, as he gets to the window, it would just cut to an advert.
Just it starts to fall.
End of the episode, but that like weirdly cheery anime theme song at the end of something tragic.
Yes, yes. Every anime that the lyrics are like on a bright meadow morning. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. You're like, this has nothing to do with the show.
Just turns the camera. Shrugs.
Will our scorpion die? Will the gecko die with him? Find out. Next episode of Dragon Ball Z.
So what are Rassen and Donnie doing as Larry is looking down as Matthew's kind of like getting, you know, looking around in the dark in this big tunnel that's been carved out beneath this sinkhole?
So I think to get there, you have to climb up the wall, right?
You could go through the door of this shed. I mean, you were peeking through the window, but you could try to like open it another way. It's basically like a shipping container sized like.
Okay, Donnie would work on getting a door open because he's not climbing up that.
Okay, why don't you roll noggin to figure out how you're going to open this door?
Sure thing.
Ooh, if I do that, I technically get. I think it's a advantage to problem solving.
That's an 11.
Okay. 11 is pretty good. So you know how doors work, and you can slowly but surely get somehow you move the handle, and the door pops open.
I fling the carburetor up on the chain and use it
there you
to
go.
Like, pull the handle down.
You yank it down with your stubby cartoon turtle hands.
Small she is. Small.
So one of you is peering in, one of you is swinging the door open, and then, yeah, what is Rassen doing, actually?
I'd just like to sneakily look inside.
Are you at the door or are you at the window? They're on opposite sides.
Yeah, I'll go to the door.
Door. Okay, so you're basically behind Donnie. What is Matthew doing as a huge thing is approaching? Are you trying to hide, run away, shivering in terror?
It's like back up to, like, because the way the windows fell, I'm basically just trying to back up as look so unimposing as possible and just kind of keep quiet and just like reverse him back. But okay. Like hitting against the wall and you can feel the tail like tapping.
Sort of finding your corner.
Larry, I think you'd see inside what used to be this room with various machinery and a couple chairs and whatnot. It is now, all that stuff's fallen in a sinkhole, and then you see that there is you can see like a tunnel that's been dug out. It looks roughly dug, but it's very much intentional. It's not just, you know, the sinkhole of whatever, the pipes burst, some sort of water issue caused this long ago. And you can see, I think, the scorpion backing up against the wall in the dark down below, you know, 3-4 meters below you. And you see approaching, you see maybe just a snout appearing through the tunnel. And I don't think at the door you could really see it. So you might just see the sort of chaotic room. But from your angle, you wouldn't see right beneath you, essentially, is this tunnel. And a huge maw, a huge sort of fuzzy maw is approaching you. And it's sniffing. It takes a big sniff.
So in the meantime, Larry is going to, because I'm still Gecko Grip, I'm on the outside of the window. I'm going to go inside the window now.
Okay.
So, almost like following Mantis? I can't remember his name. Maffei. Maffei, where are you, man? I'm trying to find you.
All right, you're calling out heedless of this huge maw.
Quietly, I'm gonna yeah. Okay, not in between talking and a whisper. That's how I'm gonna play it.
Okay, I mean, I think Matthew, you'd hear above you, but it's pretty high above you. Is Larry, and you guys? So I mean, Donnie and Rassen, you'd see Larry. But I don't think you see this huge maw huffing beneath you.
Okay, so assuming that the only problem is that our dear scorpion friend has fallen down, Donnie's gonna call over Rassen and try and get him to help out. We can lower this down right quick and get him out of there. And he's gonna get the carver under the chain. For a lift.
Yes, let's lower it down. Lower it down, plus.
Heave ho.
Alright.
Less of volume.
You wanna lower down together, the two of you holding on.
I mean, he's a scorpion, how big can he be?
Excellent. Why don't you give me a scurry roll for the lowering? And then Flower, do you wanna give me a scurry roll to hop on?
Yes.
If you're trying to get away here.
Suit your penis. Come on.
Wait, what?
Can I burn 3 grit to make that 7?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you tell me.
Sure, I'm going to burn 3 grit to make that 7 then.
Okay. That's a success. So you expertly lower down the carabiner. Flower, do you jump on successfully?
I got a 5.
Do you want to burn 3 grit to jump on successfully?
Well, I need to get the hell out of here. So, how much a bit? Yeah. Burn grit.
Okay.
Get the hell out of here.
I will not then have this creature attack you as it opens its mouth. You're basically staring at the jaws, the opening jaws of a car-sized European badger in the darkness that has tunneled its way into this sinkhole and was about to sort of almost probably just because you're a scorpion just inhale you accidentally. But you get yoinked up and you are now on the other side at the open, the cracked open door with Donnie and Razin.
I think Badger is the like most feasible animal to try and eat everything that we are.
Quick, get him mashed potatoes and red lighted.
Badger's up there.
Bring us a mash.
As you are having this conversation, you hear another huff, and then you hear this very low, loud voice.
Who dares enter my lair?
Your mother.
Mum?
Mother, is that you?
Is that... No, Mama. You're not. You're not like me. You're small fry. Your place is down here in my belly.
And you realize there's some scratching sounds, large, slow at first, speeding up scratching. And it sounds like he's tunneling some more. And you feel the earth shaking, that low rumble you heard.
Back to the gods.
I think we should run fast.
Return to the gods.
Do you all just run?
Yeah.
I'm good. Yeah. We'll start waddling.
Actually, no, Larry's on the other side of the wall here. He's still climbing on the wall. So I think Larry's going to have to hide. Yeah, kind of. You just kind of left me. Like, I just saw, I kind of just watched you sort of hop on the chain and just get pulled away. And now you're, in my perspective, you're sort of like to right angles to me. That's how that works.
Yeah. I mean, you're across the room, so that this room is just a big hole, and on one side is the door with the other three critters, and you're on the other side, just having climbed down from the window ledge.
Yeah,
so you could just jump back out. But yeah, you need to let me know if you're just running away, either the three at the door running, or you jumping out the window, or if you're doing something else. And we may enter initiative, which, like in many games, you know, we'll go kind of second by second, basically, as the action develops.
Well, I mean, what the other guys, they're gonna run, aren't they? You guys, is that the plan, guys?
Well, if we're in initiative, yep. Then we're in... My plan was to pick up the other two and run.
Okay, no, I mean, if you're just running, you're just running. We don't need to be in initiative. We'll just do opposed scurry checks, basically. But
yeah, I'm holding on to Donnie for dear life. It's like,
Donnie, you're my best friend now.
You might want to hold on to someone else. Razin, you can always drop me as a distraction. Got a pretty tough shell. I think I'll be fine.
I don't think you want to be true to us somehow. It might not be too comfortable. We go to the gods and know all.
What Larry thing could do right now, when, you know, being that he's on the disadvantage side of it, he's going to hide. Hide.
In that case, runners, the three who are running, could you make scurry checks? Even if cartoonishly Razin picks up the turtle and the scorpion's on the turtle, you're all making scurry checks, maybe to represent holding on.
Do I do a scurry?
Sorry. No, if you're hiding, you don't do a scurry. You'd do a scurry to hide. A three and a five.
What do I need to make that a success?
Two!
A three, five, and a two. Well, this is opposed, so the beast is going to roll against you. The beast whom... it's on the floor.
Go quick, go, run.
Quick, stab him whilst he's down.
That is a seven. So the badger burrows underneath you, and as you're running, you basically run into a new hole that appears in front of you. Earth erupts, and you are falling as you run very speedily into the tunnel of the badger. Larry was hiding, right?
Yes.
You are hidden. You are looking at the back of the badger. The back of the badger does not look like a badger. It looks like a horse. It actually looks more almost like a zebra. This beast is some sort of hybrid of a badger and a rare patterned horse.
Okay.
That were at this part of this zoo. This carnival display at one point.
Can I ask how big this creature is?
It's huge.
So it's the size of a horse. Then.
Clydesdale, you know, okay. SUV-sized beast.
So that is very big compared to me.
Which one was the mother? Which one was the father?
Sounds painful anyway.
It's just actually two humans in one of those horse pantomime suits where they couldn't find matching apps.
You would definitely wish at this point that were true, but alas, it is a beast.
So, Larry's got pretty much got two options here. So I'm assuming with the other guys now being trapped, that's going to now kick on to an encounter.
Yeah, so they're basically, the beast is between you and them. So they're ahead of the beast in the beast tunnels, and you are actually behind, completely being ignored at this moment by the beast.
So I want to talk about maybe doing a stealth attack or a sneak attack from behind the beast.
Okay, great. Then I think everyone roll Scurry to be an initiative, and this will be our big final thing, obviously. You found the dragon. It has found you. You are in the darkness of its tunnels. Above you is some light. All right, sorry, I should write this down.
Three as well.
Three
as well. Come on, fire, make it four of us.
I think because of the bob and weave, you get an advantage on the
initiative.
Sure. I
think so.
I'll get the same because I went for the bob and weave. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go 2d8s. Yay! For Christ's sake, eight.
Eight flower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then, I got four for mine.
Four, okay. So. And it got a five. So let's do flower, then this beast, and then Cartman, and then Matt and Soren Jay.
So how far is it away from us?
It's you know, one length of giant badger arms away from you, because it made this tunnel, stuff fell, you kind of ran into it, you ran a little past. So you can keep running into the darkness of its tunnel. You could try to figure out a way back up. You can stand and fight. Those seem like the likeliest options.
Let's see what I can do. Can I, because I've got these toothpicks, can I basically, as soon as I see like its eyes pop up or its nose, and it just bombard it with these toothpicks?
Yeah.
Would it be cheap of me to use the ability that lets me to choose to go last, even though I'm already going last?
You can still do that. It doesn't matter what you roll. You can say, I'm choosing to go last, even though I would have gone last anyway. I don't know. That's how I interpret it.
I didn't screw actually, it up. I chose it.
I've got that as well. Fight or flight. At the start of combat, you can either opt to act first or roll for initiative.
It does say, okay, so you would have to choose before rolling initiative, as if that's what it says. I'm not looking at the power.
No, that's too late. That's fine. We'll roll on.
That's fine. But so, Flower, do you want to roll Scrap to attack with the toothpicks? Is that your plan?
Yeah, it's like as soon as it pops up, I literally want to aim it in any way, so shape or form. Just want to hurt the bloody thing. Oh, fuck.
Okay.
It's like one.
Oh no. Did it roll a one? It did not roll a one. It ignores your attack, and in fact, you end up kind of stabbing yourself with a toothpick for 3 damage. As you somehow launch it in a way where it's stuck in your chitin, and you kind of try to get it out, it gets deeper. You have this toothpick lodged in your hand.
Lean it back.
Ah! Yeah. and it doesn't even notice. It is chuckling generically at the situation. It is going to try to bite. Essentially, it's trying to basically swallow you all whole. Are any of you out in front? I mean, Matthew just attacked it. Are Rassen and Donnie,
I think,
kind of also
Donnie
right
is
there.
The slowest would probably be closest to it.
Okay.
You know, turtle, tortoise, not the fastest thing in the world.
All right, then Donnie, it rolled an 11 to try to basically just swallow Donnie whole.
I do have a thing where opponents can't damage me unless I attack them first.
Oh, are you, you're the wallflower?
Yeah, wallflower.
Oh,
okay, then.
You're that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. So.
You did
Who
attack
is
it,
not
though.
A wallflower? Yeah. Oh, you did attack it.
Imagine if we were all warflowers. We're just immune. Huh? Top 10 strats for Blister Crows.
Just go
past the
Just don't
run.
Attack, guys. Don't attack.
You don't have to attack. I guess, since you did attack, it's attacking Matthew. So it rolled an 11 to try to bite you with its huge maw.
It doesn't help because I'm a scorpion. Yeah, so I can't get it. I could actually be a wallflower as a bloody scorpion.
So are you going to roll the dodge, or are you just going to basically see what happens next? Because 11's pretty ridiculously high. It's a huge beast.
Flower?
Flower. Matt, oh, it's since you're yes, you attacked it. So if it can't attack Donnie, if Donnie was closest, then it's attacking you.
Scooby. 7 again.
Okay. Unless you want to burn 6 grit, it is going to deliver some pretty massive damage. It's pretty big.
I've got 8 grit left. Yeah, I'll have to roll. I'll burn the grit.
Okay. All right. So you're getting exhausted, but you jump out of the way at the last second, basically, right? As it's coming down. It smashes its teeth together right in front of you, and you feel the breath of its nose, and it smells like Dr. Poppers. It smells like it's eating it has a lot of Dr. Poppers in its diet. Okay, so next was Cartman, I think.
Okay, so I want to go for a sneak attack. I essentially want to, because I'm climbing on the wall at the moment, or I'll be sort of a bit past that right now. I'll have to run up to him behind him.
Yeah, I mean, you could just jump off the wall, do a you know, dive.
That's what I want to do. I kind of want to do sort of like a, you know, like an Avatar when they jump off the cliff and they've got the spears in their hands. And
yeah, sort of yeah.
That I want to do that, and I want to go straight for it, the butthole.
Pin the tail of the donkey.
So,
pin the tail. Roll scrap to attack.
Roll scrap. Okay.
This thing is massive, by the way.
Yeah, but I'm...
He got a big
depending
target.
Depending on what I roll, I might be able to do... I think I did see something about boosting dice.
Yeah, you can boost attacks, you can boost damage, you can boost anything except, like, pool recovery.
Sorry, do I need to do that before I roll?
You're supposed to, generally, but I usually do for first games, it doesn't matter. But, like, if we were going to play a campaign, I would be like, yeah, try to remember, you know.
Okay, so if I roll a d8 first, I'll do that now. Okay, I got 4 there.
Okay, so you're rolling 4 to attack. All right. Go ahead. You hit it. It's just, you know, okay. it's not even trying to dodge you. It doesn't really think about you. It's attacking your fellows on the other end. So you're attacking this giant horse butt.
I mean, I wanted to go for like a critical hit. I'm hoping because the stealth move.
Well, the way it works, so if you get a maximum result, you can burn 2 grit and roll damage again, and you can keep doing that as long as you keep rolling the max and burning the grit. But otherwise, there are powers that do more damage. But the main thing is the bonk adds a good amount, so you're rolling your scrap plus the bonk die of the stuff. So there isn't, you know, there isn't like a critical hit system like, you know, a nat 20 in D&D or anything.
Oh, I follow you. So, yeah, okay, so it makes my scrap plus... I'm going to go for the switch comb, because that's 2d4s.
Okay, so you're switch combing it in the butt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try... I'm pretty much going to, as Jay put it, pin the tail on the donkey.
Comb the donkey's tail, I think.
So I think in the cartoon show, we wouldn't see that second of... You know, we would see you attacking, and then we'd see it cut to its face, and its eyes, like, lighting up with anger.
That's it. That's how I want it.
Pleasure.
Or, yeah, right. So let me know the damage here.
Yep, so I rolled a 2d4. So I got 2 and a 3 equals 5.
And your scrap... so what's your scrap? You're adding... Oh, the bonk
sorry,
is an addition
scrap, yeah. That's a d8, so I'll quickly roll... Oh, quickly roll that. Sorry, not that one. So it's 4 plus 5. That's a 9 all in all.
9 all in all. Okay. It's annoying.
I destroyed it with my 9 inches of coke.
It's in pain, but it is nowhere near dead.
All you can hear from its butthole is, oh, that's
the camera's one. I'm on the point at this point, I'm still holding on to the switchblade. So I just want to be holding on like the proverbial tail.
Right. So it's like an action movie thing where you're like hanging off this. Yeah.
Like a balloon in the Jungle Book with Shere Khan. Just getting trashed.
That's the plan.
All right, Soren and Matt, what is your plan here? It's pretty big.
I have the Nokia 3310. I'd like to bonk if I'm allowed to.
Sure, you're gonna whack it in the nose with this cell phone.
So scrap.
Can we please get "I'd like to bonk if I'm allowed to" clipped somehow and sent to a factor?
Am I allowed to bonk?
Ooh, that's a 4. I'd like to use grit if I can to boost that to hit, if that's possible.
Yeah, you can boost a hit. You boost a damage.
What would I need to boost that to?
Sorry, what'd you roll to hit?
4.
It's going to roll to dodge. It got a 10, so you need to add 6 to hit it.
Yeah, go on then. I've got 16 grit.
Okay.
Jeez, that's a lot.
Yep. Okay, so, and then it's the D10 plus the D8, yeah?
Yeah, you add both. You can boost damage. If you roll maximum on either die, you can keep burning grit to roll again.
The dice. Basically. Okay, so the D10 first is a 3 only, and the D8 on top for the bonk is a 4.
Okay, so that's 7 total?
7.
Okay, so it's taking 16 damage. So, you know, you whack it pretty well on the nose, and it probably... you know, its face goes back in more of a cartoonish grin because it likes a good fight. Soren.
Okay, so I'm going to attempt to roll the marble underneath its feet to stun it. And I get advantage on this, I believe. Is it still a scrap roll?
Yeah. It's a scrap check. And you want its paw to slip and it sort of falls on one side, that kind of thing.
I am gonna burn some grit to make that happen, because my highest there was 3 and that sucks. So how much grit have I got? I kind of want to just burn 6 if possible, make that 9.
Okay, that works. It slips on the marble. Does it take damage, does it say, or just become stunned for one round?
It does a D... It says a D2.
Okay.
What would that be?
You can roll anything, and it's the bottom half, top half, or...
/ roll D2.
Yeah, yep. It'll work on a...
One damage.
Roller. One damage. Okay, so... But it is. You said it is stunned for the round?
I think it is. It says +1 to stun or trip.
Oh, okay. So, I don't know either what that means mechanically in this moment. Let me double check. This is colorful marble.
Oh, +1 to rolls intended to trip us on a target.
Dang. Why don't you just roll a d6, and if you get a 6, you've stunned it for a round.
Ah, no.
Okay. I think otherwise it is, maybe it is not going to be able to attack. I'll meet you halfway there, because that rule is, probably needs updating to sort of get in line with the rest of the system. So it is, very annoyed, because it now has something up its bum, and it's been smacked on the nose, and it just slipped and it sort of crashed into the wall of its tunnel.
Sounds like a good Friday night.
Well, now we know what you're into.
So the top of the next round, Flower, it's Matthew's initiative. This thing is, I mean, your characters are realizing it is going to be unlikely you're going to smack it to death unless you have much better fighting powers that you've not been using. But you might want to consider some other strategy. It is intelligent, and there is a hole above you, and there's the tunnel behind you. You don't know where it goes. But I'm just throwing out there, this thing is really pretty massive.
So it's right behind us.
Do we retreat or do we die?
Do we find a way to collapse the entire roller coaster instead?
I'm still holding on for my dear life. I think Gecko Grip being
whipped
around. I don't know, but it might cost me some grit to do it. I might have to think of something.
Can you trick it into biting its own back?
It's not a Garfield thing, is you get in the back of a car that's stuck to his ass.
I don't know. I mean, I was thinking I could start soaring.
Go for the prostate.
But no, I'm thinking... Is it my go now?
No, it's Flower's turn.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry, I gotta leave it there then.
I gotta see what Flower does first. Scurry down Rustin's tail and just try to use my stinger to bop it and sting its nose, just because it's just trying to poison it, basically.
Roll the attack, and... Yeah, I mean it is distracted to say the least by this flurry of critter attacks.
Four.
That's it. It rolled a three. So let me know the damage and the venom damage. This is here. I can look. You're a scorpion, right? So you're using. Yes. Are you using the power to the scorpion power?
Stinger, poison stinger, passive.
You inflict poison one last round. Okay, so for one round, you do one extra damage, but you still do the damage, and it takes that poison damage next round as well. So what is your damage total?
Rolling.
So you roll scrap.
Scrap. Plus the one. Oh, for what is maybe ones?
Does he, do you just keep, I feel like you keep rolling ones.
Mm. Is he very unlucky? Mm.
Yeah.
All right, so it takes, we'll call it two with the poison damage, and then next round it'll take one. So you've poisoned it, but it is, as a badger, more or less not too worried about poison.
Just a slightly runny nose.
And it also neighs like a horse whenever you hurt it. It goes, this low voice from within. So on its round, it's just gonna right itself and flick you off, like off of its nose, and stand, and it will actually just attack the ceiling to kind of close off the entrance. So it brings down a bunch of earth and.
I'm getting trapped with it, aren't I?
It's trying to it's trying to trap everyone in front of it with it. So sort of push you forward and close off.
Okay. So let's say then he flicks me off of the tail I was trying to be. He finally flicks me off and I'm with the other guys now.
Well, they're in front of you and you're behind, so I don't know how that's works. What I
mean.
Actually,
you see what I mean, yeah. if he's closing off the entrance and I'm backing off, that means I'm being stuck with him.
You could go back down the tunnel.
I mean, you're with them, you're just behind the beast, hanging on now. In the darkness, yeah. as he's charging forward, trying to push you all deeper into the tunnel, and just sort of intimidate you. So yeah, at this point it is looking fairly dire. So now it is Cartman, so it's your initiative, and you're still hanging off the back, the horse zebra end of this beast. And it is charging forward.
Okay, so I think the first thing I want to do is I'd like to do an instinct check to see how much in pain or it, okay, like what health this creature is at. Ooh. Is that possible?
Sure, yeah.
Is it bloody?
Okay.
You could also do the evolution thing and go inside.
So I got a 7 for the instinct.
Ant-Man versus Thanos.
You said you got a 7?
Yeah. And this is just like... This is just for me to see how damaged this creature is and what sort of point it is. This isn't an attack.
The gecko's a foot big.
Oh.
This is not how I imagined you attacking this animal, but yeah. It is
going in through your entrance.
Trojan horse.
It is
the Trojan horse.
It is monstrous. It is truly like a dragon, and you should just all run away. Pull-ups. You seem to have very little chance of killing this thing. Okay, since you get.
So my instinct in this, but I'm gonna jump off this beast. I think we should start running away. You know, I'm gonna guess this beast was maybe guarding something.
No, it's trying to eat us.
No, too. Good point. Yeah, but maybe we could, you know, find its lair and maybe. Go into there and see what happens.
I think you're already going into there.
This was one area that was connected to the tunnels, but the tunnels lead on and on and on into the darkness. So yeah. You're running so basically beyond. So sort of if the road was going, let's say north, and the amusement park was to the west, then you're going further west, right? Underground right now. So that's, we'll say that was like a free action. Did you also want to do anything else in terms of attacking or movement?
No, it's not going to get me anywhere. I'm going to leave the, I'm going to, because I'm just jumping off, I'm going to have to abandon the dagger, the switch comb, and just leave it as a souvenir, shall we say.
Okay. Then Matt and Soren, it's your turn, sort of same, this is happening at the same time.
I'll go through it, I guess. I'm gonna start winding up the carbine or chain combo like a flail and try and whap the badger horse with it.
Alright, you're roll to hit.
It's a scrap roll, so 8. Oh, that's the highest thingy I can.
Oh, can good. Yeah, I mean, if you. Sorry, let me look up the rule just so I don't say our rule wrong.
About to wombo combo this poor bastard.
Exploding damage, yeah. When you roll maximum damage, you can burn 2 grit to keep rolling damage.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
But so that was to hit, right?
Yeah, that's to hit.
Because it is. I'll just let you hit this thing for free because you guys. I will tell you, you have no chance of killing this. It is very, uh-oh, very unlikely that you will kill this beast. Yeah,
that's kind of why I did the instant check. I wanted to see if it was possible.
Yeah, have so, specced out any way plus realistically to kill it.
So that's, but go for it. 16 damage.
Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty good. That's much better.
Wait. One. Fuck. Damage sword. Never mind. So yeah, 16.
Okay. Then yeah, you heard it pretty severely. So do you want to describe that with the carabiner? What is your like cool move you're doing?
He's got a carabiner linked to the chain, so he's like sort of lassoing it above his head and whipping it out to smack the badger creature.
Okay.
Chimera.
The badger beast, whose name you have not asked, although it has also not asked yours at all.
What's your name, dude? Gotta put it on your gravestone later.
Alright, Matt, what is Razin doing as the badger is bellowing sorry, it is going to tell you its name in 1 second. I actually have to think of a good name.
Steve Clarence.
Its name is Memph.
Memph. Memph.
Which it sort of spits out at you.
I mean, it's going to try and kill us. We've got half an hour left, so I'm going
to run, guys. As you see, Larry just rolled to the floor after jumping off.
I'd like to. We should the run into the bubble launcher and tunnels. Run away.
Yes, distract it.
Ah, does. So is this a time when Rassen remembers you have this bubble maker device?
Oh, I knew I had it. I just didn't want to use it just yet.
And just goes full auto? Sure, sure.
Say no to my little friend.
And then runs away.
Right.
Fuck it, run!
Do you want to then roll Noggin to see how well you figure out the best way? It's very large. It's like almost as big as your body to like set it in the ground like a machine gun that would be not mobile.
I'll have the advantage on problem solving. Yes.
Yes.
So 2d8 plus 1, which is the better option. That's going to be 5 total then.
Okay. You're just kind of winging it. So roll scurry, or actually roll scrap or scurry, whatever you want to aim the device.
It's a d10.
Just like a physical issue with like, oh man, I have to like hold a thing and push a thing in over here.
That's a 3. What do I need to succeed? Because I'll burn the grit to run away.
He only rolled a 4 to dodge your distraction bubbles. So literally you could just burn 3 grit and you will successfully basically stun effectively
3
the beast.
3 grit it
round.
Is then.
Okay. You fill, actually, do you want to describe, Matt, filling this underground chamber in the dark with huge soap bubbles as Larry the Gecko dives between the legs of this horrible badger horse and the rest of you, and everyone sort of runs behind you as you're filling up the chamber.
Yeah, so, like, grabbing this thing that's been strapped to my back the entire time, just plonking it in front, going, shit, boop, onto a button, and it just starts spinning up this horrible... I'd like to say it's one of those children's ones. It's got all the flashing lights and crap, so it's just literally strobing the entire tunnel.
Uh,
animals are just going.
And the badger is just like hypnotized, annoyed. It's maybe entertained, maybe sort of laughs with that weird horse neigh. If you're all just running, then can everyone make me a scurry check? And it is going, you're going to get at least one round ahead of it automatically because of the bubble gun. But let's see how quickly it could catch up as you enter its set, its tunnels.
Ooh, that's a 3.
Okay.
I got a 1 on a D8.
Okay.
I rolled a 5 again.
Okay.
That's a 6 for me. Highest I can get.
So we'll say in that order. So Donnie, the box turtle, is actually out way in front, followed by Matthew the scorpion, and then a little behind, holding, dragging the gun, trying to reholster it, is Razin. And then somehow Larry, because you started way back, you were still way, way in the back and haven't really managed to catch up. And the group is sort of in the dark, running in a line through these tunnels.
It was when I did the backflip off the comb. I did not make the landing. It was definitely a 7.
Mm. That's exactly, yeah. And the tunnels, you notice, they don't really go down too much more. They sort of are just flat, straight ahead. There are some branching off. There's some areas where it looks like stuff was carved out to fill with other stuff at some point. So you might sort of pass different rooms that this badger horse has created. But eventually you do see light at the end, and it looks like the tunnel is going to merge up into, it's kind of lead up gradually into the above again. It is night, so the light you're seeing is weak starlight, moonlight. But you are seeing light. It is also... what did it roll? It is right behind you. It is catching up pretty rapidly. It's very big. It moves very fast in its tunnels. So you have a little bit of a lead. Where do you want to go? What is your plan here?
To the dogs.
No, hang on. So,
cannon fodder.
We've just dogs. Come out of the, of the tunnels, right?
So you're approaching, do you want to just head straight out? You're not going to stop, look around, be careful, just run flat out into wherever you are.
Yeah, I mean, we are at that point where we got to keep ahead of this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we run towards the dog's end, lead us to the circus tent.
So you emerge in an area that is essentially, you're on essentially a horse farm that's west. It's the next property west of the amusement park. So you kept going further and further away. So the dogs are way behind you.
Can you find this thing's mother and stick it on him?
We've gone through the tunnel. We're now into the next property along. Yes.
So you would see
stable.
Yeah, stables are up. Well, no, you're above ground, and there's stables off to your right, and off to your left is a paddock, and there's a little house further beyond that. But there's definitely something moving around in the stables. You could hear maybe smell movement.
Okay.
Actually, if everyone can make an instinct check, that would be helpful.
D8.
D8.
Ooh, that's a 1.
That's a 2.
That's a 2.
Ah, 2.
That's a 2.
Something big is in there, you're not sure what, in the stables.
We could run for the stables, and maybe we can face them both off against each other.
Yes. Yeah. Time wise, right. Yes, let's just do that.
Yes, and.
Alright, you swerve into the stables. The stables are not as dark with the moonlight. There is a weak electric light of essentially an electric torch, a flashlight, in the middle of the ground that's been just, pushed into the mud. And you actually hear laughter, and you realize that the much louder voice you've never heard before, it sounds very American and very horse-like. But there's a quieter voice which you have heard before. It is of your friend Declan the Hare. And as you enter the stables, you see Declan sitting up on an old overturned crate, a big wooden crate.
Oh, they're not
crate.
Making its brother, are they?
And sitting in front of him on his knees is the top half of a very large ripped racehorse and the bottom half of a huge European badger. And this beast is laughing, and the two of them are having a grand old time. It looks like they're playing some kind of simple, kind of a simple card game, but made with essentially acorns or something they found, and they've made up this game where you're betting on, how many things do I have in my hand, that kind of a game. And they're oblivious to you as you race in at first, and then maybe they turn over and the big horse beast says, oh, hello there. Howdy. And right behind you, the badger is barreling up out of the tunnels toward you.
What the fuck is he doing there?
Yeah, took the words out of my mouth.
Jammy Dodger. I've been looking all over for you.
Declan, like, looks around, like, who are you talking about? And he's like, oh, you talking about me?
Yes.
We thought you were dead.
The badger races in and basically is going to just
will be.
Try to bite and eat you all. And
see
maybe,
you later.
Does anyone want to roll a vibe check to, like, stop the situation? Like, hey, guys, calm down.
I have a D6. Has anyone got better?
I'll go for it. Yeah, I'll give it a roll.
I've got a D8. That's fine.
I've got a D6.
Oh, D8's okay, yeah.
D8.
I have 4.
Okay, a 4. let me see. Does it? Let me roll its instinct. So normally, vibes would be if someone is resisting what you want, they'd roll instinct to kind of, you know, stick to their own.
Oh, I could roll instinct. Oops.
You said you got a 4.
I did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh no, on vibe. Sorry, Soren, you rolled vibe and got a 4.
I rolled instinct and got a 4.
Oh, instinct. Oh, sorry. Someone should roll vibe if you want to stop the. Chill out the situation here.
Actually, I think I might have rolled both. Let me check. Yeah, it was 5.
Oh, 5. Okay.
5.
Great. 5 is good, because it rolled a 5 on instinct to resist your vibes.
I rolled vibe for a 4, unfortunately.
Oh, for a 4. Okay. Do you want to burn grit this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I'll burn 3.
Okay. Okay, great. So that is more than enough. So how do you chill out the situation as... Indeed, the two brothers face off, and the badger top brother, Memph, looks at the horse top half brother, Lex, and Lex convinces Memph, based on whatever you say, not to eat you immediately.
Oh, there, we should just slow down, enjoy life a little bit more, a little less violence, a little more conversation, a little less action, actually.
Nice. So you give like a, just like an inspiring, hey, everybody should chill out speech.
So you roll there, partner.
No, there you
just
go.
Just
nope.
What kind of fucked up family shit have you guys got?
It's rubbing with the backs of its paws, its eyes, which are stinging from the soap, and it's just snarling, Matt, at Razin. It's just so angry. That you shot like bubbles all over it.
As in, not realize what's happening in this bum.
Declan kind of hobbles over to you and just, you know, claps a hand around a couple of you and says, "Oh yeah, thanks for coming to my whatever you're doing here. Yeah, these are my friends, sort of. Lex is my friend. I'm not sure about this one." And the brothers are kind of growling at each other now. It's a very weird situation. It feels unstable, the piece you have crafted for the moment. What would you all like to do?
I think with 2 part horses in here, it'd be very stable.
Oh! That was great. That was truly great.
I think we should maybe roll.
So can I turn around to the rabbit? Oh, I can't remember his name.
Okay. Declan is the hare.
Thank you. Is this your poker night or something?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
So, you're going to introduce us to your friends here? This half-horse guy and the other one?
Well, like I said, the dragon's not my friend, but Lex is. And he points at the one with the horse top who says, howdy, just please pardon my brother. My brother doesn't have the manners you might expect.
He's not a fine southern gentleman like me.
No. I don't need all the trapping and the killing and the whatnot. I let the dogs do that for me. But anyway, you're welcome to stick around for a bit, and maybe if you are handy at cards, you know, you might enjoy dinner with us as opposed to enjoying dinner with us. If you want, you can make an instinct check, or if you want to just run away, you can just try to run away. But this is kind of the big ending
check.
Here.
Oh, I'm curious to see what he's.
Yeah, let's roll an instinct.
Okay.
As long as we're not the dinner.
Oh, okay. I got a 9 for that one.
9. You're definitely the dinner if you lose at these games, and the only reason these guys haven't eaten Declan was that Declan was like, oh, I have all these friends who come and save me when I'm in trouble. And so they were hoping you would come here. But Lex is in no hurry at all to eat you. But the beasts are huge and have to eat kind of constantly. And Memph, of course, was just going to eat you as soon as he could. But you were in a very dangerous spot, but not being attacked.
You guys know... I know you, you know, since you're not making this dinner, how about I set you guys up with some dessert? There's a couple snakes we found. They're leaving right about now, so you...
Wow.
You, you throw the snakes under the bus.
Yes, they have many food.
They had a whole bag of food on them, mostly sweets, but some other stuff too, I reckon. They'd be leaving about now, so... If you can catch them on your way out, you can probably get some dessert from them.
Well, I do like sweet. Now, Memph, I know you're more of a meat and potatoes man, but... Now here, Box Turtle, would you say your name was? I'm not sure I quite caught it.
Oh, my name's, I can figure out. I've known it since our goddamn time.
Donnie.
I call myself Deborah.
That's all right.
My name's Donnie.
Why don't we make a final vibe check here to convince him to basically have an opening for you guys to sneak off while they pursue this bag of sweets, this tube sock full of Werther's and strawberry.
Werther's originals.
Yeah, Werther's originals and strawberry. Those like perfumey like rock sugar candies.
Like
it's
like
strawberries.
Yeah, like... violets. Yeah.
I do actually like Parma violets. That's a 4, but I don't have grit to spend, I don't think.
Well, let's see. He's gonna roll his D10 instinct.
Technically, nothing I'm saying is a lie.
Nothing you're saying is a lie, but he would definitely want to keep you in sight. Does anyone else have a final gambit here for sneaking away with Declan as opposed to being eaten?
I just want to go and like just disappear. All this whole distraction, just like.
Oh, you're just gone?
Completely. I'm out.
I have seven grit left. If I pop the... Can I use the bubble launcher again?
Smoke screen.
Yes. It has one more use, according to this random roll.
Okay. What was I need to roll for that? Scrap, was it?
If you want to roll Noggin, then you don't have to roll the Scurry. Otherwise, roll Scurry to just try to aim it the direction you want.
If it's Noggin, I get a bonus because it's a problem. So I'll go for the Noggin. So, that's 9 then. It's an 8
great.
Plus 1, 9.
So I will say, while under the fake cover of what Donnie suggested, but actually Lex is just trying to corral, you know, lead you all, and now Memph is just kind of this irate bodyguard there. They are moving toward the snakes with you. You're out at night, you're walking through this field back toward the road, and then suddenly, Matt, why don't you describe the big ending where you all escape?
So, as they start just going off, we kind of just drift a little bit further and further behind. And I'd like to say there's some sort of timer on this thing or something, maybe, like a little twisty thing. And it just goes... They turn around to kind of like see where we've got to, and it just goes...
Oh, so you set up like a bubble IED behind them.
Yeah, why not? Go on, man.
Sure.
Put the rest of the toothpicks in as well so they like skewered as well.
Oh, great. I think what you did is you used a bunch of Dr. Poppers that you found at the back of the McWeenie stand and you somehow like shook them up. You know, yeah, you created this like Dr. Poppers bubble toothpick IED. And it doesn't kill them by any means, but
it still
definitely
has 10% lead, so it's doing something.
Yeah, it might kill them eventually from lead poisoning, but it definitely distracts the hell out of them. And in that moment, everyone but Declan realizes, and maybe one of you grabs the hair, who's like,
grab him.
Yeah.
Grab him on the way out.
And so Larry grab, you know, kind of riding Declan, who's very fast once he gets going. You all just shoot off into the woods. I won't make you roll for it. I think we should end it there. Why don't you each add one last shot? This can be montage of running through the woods back to the burrow, or once you're back in the burrow, like the inevitable, like we don't hear what's saying. We just see mouths moving of everyone yelling at each other and being really mad. or like the next day and you're all friends again. What's the big ending? Who wants to go first?
Okay, we're all running along. I push the rabbit. God, I can't remember his name.
Declan.
I keep pushing forward. But all of a sudden, I trip, and all you hear, all you see, is my character just going on the floor and going, "Damn it, Larry!"
Hands out, laugh track.
Donnie's gonna use that arcade token to try and trade for some candy to the snakes that he totally didn't sell out. I mean, they're not dead, so no consequences, and suggest that they might want to book it quick.
Yeah, you definitely have that Werther's and that sense of guilt.
Donnie doesn't feel no guilt. He's done this before and he'll get away with it again.
So Rastin's probably in like whatever constitutes as a room, and he's worked out how to play Snake.
Oh yeah, yeah, with your little
just
thumbs.
Hitting,
yeah.
hitting the numbers of his paws. Like, yeah.
Excellent. Flower, final word?
They'll say basically get to a nice little dice little bit of area, and like making sure nobody else has looked. Pulls out like the like popsicle stick what we got the first time, and just keeping it all to myself.
So it ends. We iris in on this scorpion licking a very very dirty, just dirt covered popsicle stick.
It's covered in crap.
At
so
midnight,
blood,
yeah,
everything.
Great. And the titles come up, Blister Critters, produced by, directed by, starring, and that's it. So thank you all so much for playing. Thanks to Dr. Popper for sponsoring.
Don't forget Dirty Harry's used toys.
Oh. And Buck Wiener, the best wiener around.
Thank you for tuning in to our playthrough of Blister Critters here on A Pint of Cthulhu.